From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Leaders of South and North Korea met on Saturday. AP's Ben Thomas has the story.
It's the second meeting in a month between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and South Korean President Moon Jae-in at the border village of Panmunjom. Moon's office says the two leaders discussed the peace commitments they agreed to at that first summit a month ago and Kim's potential summit with President Trump next month. Trump abruptly called off that meeting this week, citing North Korea's tremendous anger and open hostility, only to soften his stance a day later. Ben Thomas, Washington.
An American who had been held prisoner in Venezuela since the summer of 2016 is now back in the United States. Joshua Holt and his Venezuelan wife and daughter arrived in the U.S. accompanied by Senator Bob Corker. They met late Saturday at the White House with President Trump. He asked Holt to say something to the people gathered.
Just so grateful for what you guys have done and for thinking about me and caring about me, just a normal person. So it really touches me, and thank you.
Joshua Holt and his wife have been imprisoned in Venezuela for 2 years on charges of concealing weapons, a charge they denied. Corker spoke with Venezuela's president for the release Friday. United Nations says the ongoing drought has gripped two-thirds of Afghanistan's 34 provinces, put more than 2 million people at risk of becoming severely food insecure. UN has documented the first migration of more than 21,000 people since the beginning of May to urban centers due to drought and depleted food stocks for families. A lack of water has prompted farmers to delay planting. This is VOA News. As health professionals in the Democratic Republic of Congo treat the number of people showing up in clinics with symptoms of Ebola, three patients escaped from a hospital. Two of them died the next day. With more than twice as many Ebola outbreaks as any other country since the virus was discovered in 1976, Congolese are familiar with the destructive power, yet fear and have suspicion of medical authorities. Reuters' Aaron Ross is in Dakar.
And so a lot of people, you know, whether to receive spiritual counseling or just to be at home and not find themselves in this often dehumanizing and lonely isolation, they do think about leaving the hospital.
This week, the World Health Organization described the Ebola outbreak in Democratic Republic of Congo as sitting on a knife edge. World Health Organization's annual conference has ended on a high note, with the organization's director general praising delegates for giving him a strong mandate to implement an ambitious program of reforms and initiatives that will improve global health. The WHO chief urged the delegates to go back home to their countries with renewed determination to work every day for the health of their people. How well that succeeds in this endeavor, he says, will be measured by the outcomes, by whether they result in real change on the ground. Irish citizens have voted by a large margin to repeal the country's restrictive abortion law, dealing a serious blow to the anti-abortion movement. Ireland's health minister, Simon Harris, says the thought of not winning the abortion referendum was weighing heavily on many.
I'm so delighted that people have voted so emphatically in favour of this, men and women, rural and urban voters right across our country, and I think it's a very significant day for Ireland.
The vote eliminates a 1983 amendment that required authorities to defend the lives of women and a fetus equally. The chairman of the U.S. military's Joint Chiefs of Staff has addressed the graduating cadets at the U.S. Military Academy. We get more now from AP's Julie Walker.
General Joseph Dunford thanked the graduating cadets at West Point for choosing to serve now.
I want to personally thank you for answering the call to serve during a very challenging time. You chose to join an army at war.
The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff also stressed the importance of leading and embracing change.
There's no substitute for taking a clear-eyed look at the threats we'll face and asking how our force will adapt to meet those threats.
He told cadets the pace of change and the speed of war has greatly accelerated. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's music time in Africa. Hello. Welcome to Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell from Washington. Are you ready to put the news aside? Give it a rest and relax to great music? I've got the perfect show for you. We start out with a smoking playlist of current Afrobeats, Gom, Malawian jam band, singer-songwriter guitar tunes from Mali and Eastern Congo, and world fusion from Morocco. Song of the Week is also in this first half. Ever heard of LTD Bulbul from South Sudan? Well, let Kwame Ofori and I introduce him to you. Now, the whole second half of the hour, well, you're gonna hang out with me and the Leany Stern Trio. You're gonna love it. Leany is a multiple award-winning female electric guitarist with 18 solo recordings under her belt. Yeah, I said 18. And she's teamed up in recent years with two phenomenal Senegalese musicians. And wow, their music is gorgeous. So today, peepas, you get your African music fix from all corners of the continent and the diaspora right here, starting right now with me, Maxi. From South Africa, the darling Shoma Josie kicks us off. This is Huku, her brand new Gom single. It tells a story about a boy who can't show his feelings for her. What? You better get it together, guy. Josie from South Africa with Huku. Hello, this is Heather Maxwell, and we're at the top of Music Time in Africa. Here's Aziz Samawi and his band, University of Gnawa. This short but sweet track is World Fusion Extraordinaire. Maghrebian rock, jazz, and gnawa, all rolled up into this snappy package.
Avec my sister, Maswell.
Eastern Congolese singer-songwriter Zsa Zsa recently released his sophomore album, Ndule. I just got my hands on it, and I love his sound. This is the title track. Here's what Zsa Zsa is singing about. Music is around every corner. In the kitchen, in the church, at the market, weddings, funerals, even in the forest. You don't need a school to learn it.
Zsa Zsa. Sikia hadisi bwana. Hadisi zilizo se mwana wasasi. Muziki twaimba twacheza e. Ulitoka Afrika e bwana. Hatuendi kusoma kucheza. Hatuendi shuleni kuimba. Nani yule atasema si ukweli? Muziki ni wetu we. Muziki nzuri toka Afrika. Mchana na jioni twakatika. Utaukuta barabara ni nyumbani. Malipote di. Muziki wale tara haona. Muziki uponyeshwa magonjwa. Sisi twa usherea bila matatizo. Joni kwetu mama mati. Sisi twa usherea bila matatizo. Joni kwetu. Ko ase mumanda, sahau mashida ndugu wenjoni tukatike. Hizo shida sote zitapita. Tele mayaka tobina kobangate. Yokandule kala eza kobeta bi mbote. Leti tongo na pokwa tika to sepela di mama mama. Muziki nzuri toka Afrika. Cha mchana na uchiyo twakatika. Utaukuta barabara ni nyumbani malipote mama.
Mziki waleta raha aona Mziki uponyeshwa magonjwa Sisi twa usherea bila matatizo Joni kwetu mante kota Na leo kuwandia kabie Omote imbote na bino Mbote yetu Ondule ndule na biso Ndule yetu Omote imbote na bino Mbote yetu Ondule ndule na biso Ndule yetu Pashengesie mbote na bino Mbote yetu Ondule ndule na biso Ndule yetu
Hey, hello, music lovers. How you doing? This is Dr. Maxwell, and that was Zsa Zsa. He's originally from Eastern Congo, but now resides right here in the Washington, D.C. area.
Music time in Africa. Tune in to your local radio station Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. That's What's Up.
I've got one more song for you here, and then it's time for Song of the Week. South Sudan's gonna be in the house. Now, this is Tribute to Zumana Tereta. It's by Malian singer-songwriter Samba Touré from his just-dropped album, Wande. He sings to Zumana, who passed away recently, and he was Samba's soukou player. Soukou is the one-string fiddle that you'll hear near the middle of the song. Zumana often collaborated with Touré, went all over the world with him, and I personally remember Zumana, too. He was a great player and a very special man with deep knowledge about the soukou and its traditions and its folklore. May he rest in peace. Alaka dayoro sumaye. Alaka hine.
Ambalmo. Jinyete tosoye. Alaka hine angata baubela. Alaku dayoro sumaya. Ambara nyogon. Noe Zumana Teretaye Alaka Hinde Anisila Mefure Bela Kudairo Sumaya Jofem Beya Dafenye Dondo bela jelenye bonyato uniche uniche tumana tere tadu ni baraji Thank you.
That was Tribute to Zumana by Samba Touré in remembrance of the late great soku player Zumana Tereta. This is Music Time in Africa.
And this is the Song of the Week.
All right, hello everybody. So now joining me in the studio is Kwame Asante Ofori.
Hey, 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 Mr. Asante here for you now and always.
How are you, Kwame?
Doing great. How are you, Heather?
I'm good. You ready to hear the song of the week?
Yep.
Now, you know the artist is from South Sudan.
Yes, a first for us, actually.
It is. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited to be presenting something from South Sudan.
Same here.
He lives in Kampala, Uganda, though.
Great.
And his name is LTD Bulbul.
Okay.
The song is called Looking for You.
Let's jump right into it.
Yeah.
In this world under the light, looking for someone. Yeah. Now you kill me, baby. You die me, me, baby. You kill me.
That was Looking for You by LTD Bulbul.
Yep.
I'm Heather Maxwell.
And I'm Kwame Asante. And this was Song of the Week.
All right. Hey, babies. You're inside MTIA. And we've got two more tunes on the playlist before my feature this week, the Leni Stern Trio, live from our studios inside the Voice of America, right here in Washington. Here's Tekno's latest single from Nigeria, Jokodo.
When she come for the area, say all the man them Joe Ajo, all the boys down Kologo, say let the dead dance Kologo. You feeling me, baby, while I'm Golo. I'm the king of the Konto, and they loving the way I do the Sanko. I'm a kawaii now, Jokodo. Say that baby, come be mine now. I don't mind shit down. In all the days you don't take, hey, I don't mind shit down. Say baby give me your love. I don't mind shit down. Because I love you with all my heart. Go romance me now, now. Oh, wind up, hey, yeah. Oh my,
Oh mama, oh father, oh nana, I said the way I do, no other, Russia, China, you know I wanna control ya, oh cha, oh ma, now in the eyes of the beholder, oh my God, if you give me love, I give you more than oh, oh my God. My love, not the cocoa. If I give it to you, girl, you go jogodo. Yeah, give me the contour. Come here, come get in this photo. Yeah, my heart is bigger than the ocean. Baby, let me be your Aquaman. And if you give me your lotion, I'm available, girl, when you come for the area. Yeah. So I demand them, Joe, I do. All the boys down, Kologo. So let the dance, Kologo. You're failing me, baby, while I'm Golo. I'm the king of the Kuntu, and they love the way I do this uncle. Yeah, I'm a kawaii and jogodo. Say that baby, come be mine now. I don't want shit down. In all the days, you don't take it. Hey, I don't want shit down. Say baby, give me your love. I don't want shit down. Because I love you, we told my heart. Go romance me now, now. Oh mama, oh father, oh nana, I said the way I do, no other, Asia, China, you know I wanna control, oh child, what I say, no complication, I got education, my obligation is to make sure say money there for the occasion. Anyone I wanna. Tapa, tapa. I like the way your body goes, sapa, sapa. Yeah. Girl, oh, fuck up, yeah. Oh, tata, tata. Baby, get you to me like that, Santa, oh. If you give me your love and attention, you will never have to mention. You will be my direction. Every time you go, party, yeah. All the man, them go, I do. All the boys, them go, logo. Say, let me do dance, go, logo. Baby, while I'm go, logo. I'm the king of the condo. I do this and go. Baby, why I'm jogodo? Say, otadola o, baby. Oh yeah, pashola o, baby. I'm bote o, baby. Say, they go for my party, oh. Tangote o, baby. Tangote o, tafida o. Tafida o, come. Tafida sugar, oh. All of them come my party, oh.
Lovelies, this is Heather, and here's something new and fresh from Malawi, the Umoza Music Project. It's led by London-based producer John Tobin. The song is called Ndikafikabe, or We Will Get There Together.
Pangono pangono ndikafikabe nanzikabe amafikabe amakwawa panize tunda umata ndikafikabe
ndikafikabe
pangono pangono ndikafikabe nanzikabe amafikabe amakwawa panize tunda umata ndikafikabe
ndikafikabe
afanda simuditcha yeah ndikafikaso ndikafikaba malo siti mapeketa ufilaso Sebata di kufuda kufina ndafikaso Dikafine jasi kizi sangalala ndafikaso Kutamanga siku kiga if you can get there before me exit Love is an S place look overtaken is allowed
the black man, can the white man, you are people, can you read people? Yeah, so we got one of the anger since it grew, I got a little anger for food. Then we carve it, Usa Tope, Zako, Zanga, Sabre, Cry, then we carve it, Zoto, Tawi, Pitabe, Yendabe, yeah, Pitabe, Yendabe, yeah,
Pitabe, Pitabe,
yeah, I found a simple ninja,
yeah, Pitabe,
yeah. A father Simonicha, Kumare, Dika, 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 Dika,
That was the Umoza Project from Malawi.
Music time in Africa.
Awesome.
Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
Now it's time to settle in for the rest of the hour with my feature interview. Recorded live May 17th from Studio 4 here inside the Voice of America headquarters. Leni Stern is an electric guitarist, a vocalist, a songwriter, and an Ngoni player. And in 2017, she was Guitar Player Magazine's 50 top female guitarists worldwide. Also, before that, she was five times in a row awarded the Gibson Guitar Female Jazz Guitarist of the Year. She's released 18 solo recordings since 1985.
I'm getting embarrassed.
And the latest one is called Dakar Suite that was released in 2016 with the current trio that you see here. There's Alioune Fall on percussion and vocals and Mamadou Ba on electric bass. Ladies and gentlemen, mesdames et messieurs, the Leni Stern Trio.
Thank you, Heather.
Thank you.
Gorgeous. What was the title of that song, Lini, and what album is that from?
That's our latest album that has just come out. It's called Three, because one, two, three, it's just us. And it's called Havare, which is Wolof, the language that Alun and Mamadou speak. And it means party. And it is dedicated to the Sabar parties. If you've been to Africa, you know that the Sabar parties, they start at midnight and they go all night. And Aline has played many, many of them. And this is the call to the party. So it's called Havare.
That's wonderful. So, Lini, what made you want to become a guitar player?
You know, I was playing piano and flute, you know, all the instruments that you learn when you're a little kid in Germany. But I found a guitar and I just fell in love with the sound of it. I couldn't put it down. You know, I had to be coached with rewards and chocolates and flattery into playing the piano, but you never had to make me play guitar. Any minute I would pick it up and start playing.
Mm-hmm.
My brothers used to teach me. They say, like, if you're looking for Lini, just look for the guitar. She's not far.
So you followed your heart there, and you came here to the United States and went to Berklee College of Music.
I did.
In Boston.
Yes, I did.
And what drew you to African music?
Well, you know, in jazz, we have that thing called swing. And nobody can really explain to you what it is. And everybody always ends up by saying, it's something that came from Africa. And I said, you know, Africa is a whole continent like Europe. There's a whole lot of countries in there. Where exactly and how? You know, like, what is it? So I started studying percussion, and nobody could still give me an answer. And then when I went to Africa, I was invited to play a festival there. That's usually how we get any places. Somebody asks us to come and play. So I was invited to play the festival in the desert in Mali. And I started studying in Africa. And, you know, if now you would ask me what is swing, and I said that swing originated from the African concept of polyrhythmic. rhythms. You know, you have two rhythms at the same time. It can even be a 4-4 or a 3-4 at the same time. And the interplay of those two rhythms and the, you know, fun you have with them, that is maybe at the source of it. This is not like exactly an answer. Alun, do you think that is right?
Yeah, that's right.
Alun is the djembe player speaking.
And Alun comes from a family of percussionists in Africa that's very famous. Actually, they just named the Grand Boulevard after his father.
What is the name?
Sing Sing.
Sing Sing. Sing.
Yes.
And you have many brothers and cousins and uncles and grandfathers. They all play?
Yes. Born and raised playing.
In Dakar?
Yes.
Is it like a griot type of griot
situation?
Yeah,
it's a griot family. I grew up in the griot family.
Okay. So yes. Sing Sing is a griot family in Senegal.
Yes. And my father's name is Sing Sing too.
That's cool.
Yes.
So the street is now called Sing Sing Boulevard.
Excellent.
If you go to Dakar.
All right.
And actually, Mamadou and Alun, when they grew up in Dakar, they had a famous band together when they were both 17.
Oh.
And what was the name of the band?
You two knew each other then since you've been kids?
Yeah.
And now you find yourselves in New York? See, you need the microphone now, Mama.
I knew Alun. Yeah, we were playing, actually, it wasn't our band, with a famous band called Lemzo Jamono. It was a great band. So that's how we met. And then I moved to New York. He moved. And then, you know, Lenny was looking for percussionists for this. And then you know, I call Alun. That's how he started.
That's beautiful.
Yes.
Well, you guys sound amazing.
Thank you.
Would you like to perform another piece?
Okay.
What's this one?
This is a tuning I learned in Mali of the Guni. It's the Tumbura tuning, and it's a scale. It's reminiscent of our Arabic-influenced scales, and it's used in our music and in African music for songs of longing. So this is called Like a Thief.
There's nothing anyone can do. Music time in Africa.
Hello, hello, this is Heather Maxwell, and for those just joining us, you're listening to a studio interview and live performance with Leni Stern Trio. Leni has just released her latest album called Three, that stands for the number of people in the group. The other two of the three, besides Leni, who plays guitar and Ngoni in vocals, are Alun Fall on percussion and Mamadou Ba on bass. Here, Leni responds to my question about where she learned the Ngoni, and you'll hear her play that in the final song. And then, all three of them lend their best advice to all of you musicians out there listening in Africa.
At that first festival I played, the festival in the desert. Basi Kukuyati and Amisako were playing with the famous Ngoni Ba band. And
we've had them here on the show before.
Oh, yeah. Yes. So you know them.
Yes, I do.
And I've, you know, the festival in the desert, you're out in the Sahara Desert for 4 days with no TV, no radio, no nothing. So I went over to Basiku's tent and we just started jamming. Everybody was always jamming there. And I picked up the Ngoni, and it's funny, the Ngoni, I could play it immediately. I had tried your instrument, the Kamela Ngoni, before, but it's like a harp instrument that requires dexterity in the right hand that I would have had to learn from the beginning. But the Ngoni is very similar to the guitar, and it has some things that I've always wished the guitar had. You know, you can slide into the notes, like you can really play the blues easy on that. You know, it's not killing yourself, bending those strings. This is like smooth and liquid. And I could play it pretty, it was related to my guitar. And a lot of the things that I had been trying as I was studying West African music, I had been trying to copy the sounds on the guitar. They were easier to play on the Ngoni because that's where they originated. Like some famous blues licks that every little guitar player all around the world knows, they're not that easy to play on the guitar, but they're really easy to play on the Ngoni because that's the original instrument, I believe, or one of the original instruments it was played on. My teacher, Basiku, will say, it is the original.
Of course.
I am only a griot by appointment, not by birth, so.
Interesting. I wanted to ask the two guys, you've made it in music. And that's a lot of young African musicians' dream back at home, to be musicians and to be in the States and to be on tour, be famous people. If you were to give one advice to young musicians in Africa right now, what would it be? Alun, starting with you.
Your for the music is, if you want to be a musician, just practice.
Like how often? Like 1 hour a day?
Like 1 hour a day. 2 hours. For me, I play every day. 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, mm-hmm. four. Mm-hmm. Even in my bed, I play.
And you learned that from growing up in a family.
Yes, I born and raised. Yeah. It's on my blood.
Okay. How about you, Mamadou?
Yeah, I mean, musician from everywhere wants to come to New York. It was my dream when I was young. You just have to see what you want, what you believe, and have goals.
Do you agree about the practicing?
Oh, yeah, everything you do. You have to. Some people need 2 hours, some people need three. If you need eight, you have to do it. It has to get to a point that it's second nature.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's it.
You know, I want to answer your question also. If you're a young African and you want to come to New York and play music, we really need you to know your music, regardless what country you're from. If you're from Zimbabwe, if you can teach us Shona music. Because, you know, I compared a lot with Europe. We had these big orchestras and we figured out how to make 120 people play together and make it sound good. In Africa, you have these rhythm concepts that we don't have, that are incredibly complex. And we have an amazing shortage of people that can teach us that. I'm very lucky. I study with Alun, and it's very hard. It's a concept that's very different from our concept. When I said before that jazz was influenced by that, the original people that were brought here against their will as slaves, they had studied that music, but it sort of is watered down. We need more of the original information. We need people that come and that teach us. I know when I was in Africa, everybody wanted to play my Stratocaster, and I wanted to play the goni because it's like always what you don't have that seems so fascinating. But I learned that, you know, the value of me as a guitar player was that I understood harmonies because I was born in Germany. But the value of people from all different countries in Africa, and everybody has a different language. I mean, in every country, they have hundreds of different languages and different rhythms. If you ask Alun, he will tell you all the different rhythms from Senegal. And sometimes on our records, he will teach us a song that has a serré rhythm, or that a song that has a rhythm that is played in Casamance, which is different because there's all the different tribes in Africa and everyone has 1,000-year-old traditions. And if you want to come to America, if you want us to be super excited about you coming here, teach us your stuff because we have no other way of learning it.
Thank you. I think we have time for one more song.
Okay, I play this blues. You know, my teacher, Basiku Kuyeti, he is my favorite blues player anywhere in the world, bar anyone, including my famous husband and all of his friends. I'm sorry, Eric Johnson. But
Mike Stern.
You guys are my second love. My favorite is Basiku Kuyeti when he plays the blues on the goni. And he showed me like this little blues licks and how to play this and the tuning for it, and I've made up my own little blues song, which is called Spell, and it goes like this.
That live music session with the fabulous Leni Stern concludes today's episode of Music Time in Africa. Thank you, sweet listeners, for joining me today. Special thanks to Leni Stern, Alun Fall, and Mamadou Ba for performing for us. Also to LTD Bulbul and John Tobin for sending me your songs. And finally, to Kwame Ofori for Song of the Week. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 1505 and 2005 UTC. And we're also on shortwave radio Friday at 0905 UTC and Saturdays and Sundays at 0905, 1505, 2005, and 220500 UTC. Yeah! Finally, you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Till next week, peeps, stay beautiful and stay blessed.